デヴァシュデヴァヤ
オムナモバグヴァデヴァシュデヴァヤ
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 Shrimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 25, Text 10. Murtim na puru kripaya bhavara sattam
Murtim na puru kripaya bhavara sattam
Samsuddham sad asad idam Vibhati tatra
Samsuddham sad asad idam vibhati tatra
Jalilam mrigapatir adade navadyam
Jalilam mrigapatir adade navadyam
Adatum svajana manam shiya udara virya
Adatum svajana
Murtim na puru kripaya bhavara sattam Samsuddham sadasat idam vibhati tatra
Samsuddham sadasat idam vibhati tatra
Jalilam mrigapatir adade navagyam Adatum swajana Murti na puru kripaya bhavara sattam Samsuddham sadasat idam vibhati tatra Jalilam mrigapatir adaden vakyam Adatum sajana manam siudara virya Different form of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Nama Antipas Puru Kripaya Because of great mercy Labhara Exhibited Sattvam Existence Samsuddham Completely transcendental Sat Asat Idam This material manifestation of cause and effect. Vibhati shines. Tatra in whom? Yat lilam. The pastimes of whom? Mrigapati. The master of all living beings. Who is exactly like a lion. The master of all other animals. Adade taught anavadyam without material contamination. Adatum the conqueror. Swajana namsi the minds of his devotees. Udaravirya who is most liberated, liberal and powerful. This manifestation of subtle and gross matter exists within the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of countless mercy towards his devotees, he exhibits various forms, which are all transcendental. The Supreme Lord is most liberal, and he possesses all mystic power. To conquer the minds of his devotees and give pleasure to other, to their hearts, He appears in different incarnations and manifests many pastimes. Srila Rupa Goswami has translated this verse as follows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all causes. It is by His will that gross and subtle ingredients interact. He appears in various incarnations just to please the hearts of his pure devotees. For example, the Supreme Lord appeared in the transcendental incarnation of Lord Varaha, the boar, just to please his devotees by lifting the planet Earth from the Garbhodaksha ocean, Garbhodaka ocean. So the description of the glories of Anantadev, who is none other than Lord Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the eternal transcendental brother of Lord Krishna, is also known as Lord Balaram, Baladev. Ananta means unlimited. So Lord Anantadev, unlimited hood, he appears in the form of Ananta Shesh. Shesha means Sheshanad, the form of the transcendental snake. I don't like snakes, but Lord Lord Krishna appears as Ananta Shesh. He is not an ordinary snake. He is unlimitedly expansion of his snakely like body. Lord is mentioned in Garbhodaka ocean, that he's lying there in that form. And the Lord Anantadev is actually the first expansion of Krishna. So he is known as Ananta. Ananta means unlimitedly. He has unlimited hood as well as mouth. So he's with his unlimited mouth, he's glorifying Lord Krishna. So he is servant of Krishna, even though he is known as older brother of Krishna. But he takes the position as to serve his brother Krishna, as to please his Lord Krishna. And he's taking the servitorship platform. This is exemplified by God Himself, how to serve Him. In fact, the whole process of Krishna consciousness and the process of devotional service is to enhance us how to serve Krishna. God Himself is showing that and, with His unlimited hoods and His unlimited mouth, His glorifying Krishna, because the glories of Krishna is so unlimited. That is like the waves of the sea. One cannot endlessly cannot finish glorifying the Lord, because it's so much to glorify. That's why Ananta says he took this form of unlimited mouth to unlimitedly glorify Krishna, because the glories of Krishna is unlimited. He will speak a little bit every day from the Bhagavatam for an hour and a half or 1 hour, but it's actually not enough, because the glory of Krishna is so much. In fact, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he spoke on the first verse of Bhagavatam, one verse, the first verse, for 1 month, every day. And every day he spoke different things, not on the same subject. So it also depends on us, how much we know about Krishna. We can also expand and speak about the glories of Krishna. If you are going to Brahmaloka or the other planets where the Bhagavatam may be in a bigger form, bigger Bhagavatam, because the people there are much more intelligent and they can explain it much more, and they live very long life. So the same Bhagavatam we have here, only a partial of the glories of Lord Anantadev and Lord Krishna, only partial. Because in other planets, like I said, the Bhagavatam is very big, because people live very long time, and people are, they have so many heads like Lord Brahma. So they can glorify Lord Krishna in many ways, because they have so much more time than us. We live, in fact, from the time the universe is created and the time of the dissolution of the universe is actually very, very long time compared to how long we live. So we live very short time, very momentary. So if you calculate the span of this universe, it's so long we can't even conceive. And we are only living for a moment. And we think we have so much time. You see, sometimes some animal, like birds, not birds, like some insects, like ants, for example, they may just live for one night. They have morning times, it's the end of life. And it's such a short life. And we're the same, actually, because we don't live that very long. We have 100 years, but hardly the people in this world live for that long, 100 years. Most people are dying before the end of their lifespan. Supposed to be 100 years. So, what I'm saying is that Bhagavatam is so much glorious, so much to talk about, Lord Krishna. In fact, in the material world, people don't have much to talk about. And people all talk about the same thing. They go around, you know, drinking, they talk about family, business. That's about it. There's not much to talk about in material life. When you talk about Krishna, there's so many books, Bhagavatam, 60 volumes. And so many other books that Prabhupada hasn't translated, and many devotees have translated it. So in fact, actually, if we actually study the Bhagavatam in full detail, it's more than a lifetime of work. You know, you see the brahmacharis and the sannyasis and whoever they have time, they study the Bhagavatam. You know, the Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Bhai Bhav. It's only a fragment of time that we are using to describe the glories of Krishna. But it's so much more. If you really study the Bhagavatam, it's more than a lifetime work. So, Anandadev, you know, he's an unlimited mother, and he is glorifying Lord Krishna, Bhagavan. And it's so much more pleasure. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that my devotees are discussing one another the pastimes of Krishna, my glories. They take pleasure in one another, glorifying, talking about Krishna, talking about God. Which is so much more pleasure than to just talk some mundane subjects. People talk about mundane things. And they feel pleasure in that. But, like if you go see a movie, you can't see the same movie second time. You just tired of it. That's why people are always waiting for a new movie to come out. So, there's hardly any pleasure in that. Material pleasure and material glorification of mundane material subjects, material activities, material people is very limited. And it's pretty gross too. He's a rock star and people go out to see them singing and live music in a music place. Hundreds of people, thousands of people. And they're blasting out the music. And some of these people, they can't hear ever. Because their ears are gone. And I've spoken to some devotees that went to live music show 1970s, and their ears still ringing because of blasting out the music. So it's not very pleasurable. And though most of the people attending those places, they are all on drugs. They're hyped up. Yesterday, I know we were locked down, but yesterday we went on Harinam. And it was so ecstatic. There's only anybody around. The way this us jumping around. But, you know, the pleasure of the holy name is so instant that he can't help it. He chants Hare Krishna instantly, you feel, And someone says, hey, stop. We can't help it. That's what it does. The holy name, when you chant Hare Krishna, you start to jump up and down. And because you feel ecstatic about it, because the holy name itself is so blissful. God is there in the name. So when you chant Hare Krishna, you feel immediately up. Doesn't matter what age, group, what nationality, you just feel so excited because that is our nature to glorify Krishna. That is our nature to chant the glories of Krishna, to associate Krishna. To associate Krishna, one has to chant his glories. That's what Sankirtan means. Kirtan means to glorify, to sing the glories of Krishna. We don't sit down here and then morosely, oh God, here I am chanting Hare Krishna. No, we just feel ecstatic.
We pick up the Vedanga, Karta, long verse, and sing loudly. It's a very pleasurable activity. Then, oh God, here you go, we're singing it. And we're boring. No, we're just feel ecstatic. This is why we glorify Krishna with ecstasy, with love, with such feeling. And as mentioned, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to see tears coming out of his eyes, like pour torrents of rain in the Shikshashtaka. It's mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he used to sing, tears coming out of his eyes like torrents of rain, and they were collecting in his bucket. Devotees were collecting in buckets. We had one drop of tear. Lord Chaitanya's tears come from his eyes like torrents of rain. How much more tears? So Anantadev, Anantashesh, he's got thousands of millions of goods and glorified Krishna. He feels so ecstatic. That's why he has so many heads. Head, goods, and heads. We have one head. Imagine have four heads. Right now we love God, we have much many devotees in our temple. I feel sometimes, oh God, where is everyone? I get frustrated. You can have, if I have mystic power, I can expand myself. They have 10 heads, like Ravana. 10 heads. That one would be singing, the other nine heads were singing afterward. I wouldn't worry about who's here or not. So sometimes Krishna blesses us. And we can do unlimited singing. Just like with Gaurani now. You know, hours and hours went by. We didn't feel like tired at all. Because the bliss of the holy name empowers us. Gives us shakti, spiritual shakti, that we feel fantastic. Even here, we came from Mangal Arati, then Guru Puja, then class. By the time is already 4 hours gone by. We didn't feel tired. Because it is spiritual. Spiritual energy is everlasting, it's ever fresh, it's full of lush, a green. You see, when you see a painting of Radha Krishna, of the spiritual world, it's full, it's so green, and it's so fresh looking. You see, we have one fresh flower here, a rose. After a few days, it's like dead. Spiritual world is so fresh. That's why we go Harina, we go singing in the temple, we amongst our devotees. Why do we feel ecstatic? It's a Haribol Prabhu. Sometimes I walk by here, same person. Is it one of the Maharajis here or some Prabhus? He walk by. You see them 20 times a day. I say, Haribol, Haribol, you know. We don't feel tired because it's blissful. I say, Baba Jack. We don't say it, it's a Haribol. Because here's only benefit you get from singing Jack. When you say Hare Bol or Krishna, there's much more benefit chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna's name. Like that. So Ananda says he's glorifying Krishna. He's not saying some mundane names of mundane people. He's saying glory to Krishna. So with that mind also, same for us. Any of us, we can sing the glories of Krishna and you feel same ecstasy. Ecstasy, like Anantadev feeling. Srila Prabhupada used to say, even a dog can take part in chanting Hare Krishna. Even a dog. In fact, some devotees have a dog. And they hear them chanting Hare Krishna. They're just going, woo-woo. Maybe they're chanting Hare Krishna. We don't know. But certainly they like Ushana. So the point is, if we have so many mouths, let us glorify Krishna. And Krishna can give us so many mouths. Like Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma criticized the gopis. The gopis criticized Lord Brahma. Sorry. The other way around. They said, Brahma is not a good creator. Because we have to blink our eyes. When you blink your eyes, the gopis are saying to Brahma, that time we can't see Krishna. They're so attached to Krishna, they don't even want to turn away from Krishna for a moment. So when you blink, we all have to blink. It's like taking a breath. If a fish comes out of the water, take a breath, goes back down. So the gopis, they're so Krishna conscious. They're so advanced in spiritual life. Not a moment gone by without seeing Krishna. When Krishna has to go to the forest for Vrindavan, Rasa and the gopis, they look at Krishna till they can't see Krishna anymore. Just like you see an airplane flying up, and if it's clear sky, if the airplane all the way can hardly see, gets smaller and smaller. So the gopis will see Krishna going to the forest till they couldn't see him. And they will be stunned looking still in the mind. That is the level of Krishna consciousness. So we're not on that platform, but at least we can talk about it. That inspires us. This is why I have these classes. We're going to talk about Krishna's consciousness and topics of Krishna's subject matter. That gives us that insight. It opens our heart. And we feel so inspired. That's why the Sankha is there. So Ananda Dev, you can imagine, he's got millions of heads. Suppose we have millions of heads, if you're not talking about Krishna, imagine 10 heads all drinking beer at the same time. How ludicrous would be. So Krishna can give us many heads if we are sincerely want to glorify Him and chant His glories. He can. He can empower us. And Srila Prabhupada is the example of that. Srila Prabhupada's single person, single-handedly, he expanded this whole movement alone. I would say he's an avatar, incarnation of God. Only God can do it. We haven't heard any human being in 10 years, an old man, open so many temples all over the world. This is how we see in India sometimes sadhus. They have some power to check your hand and say who you are and some predictions. But Prabhupada, he said, look at these boys and girls, these Westerners. They've given up meat eating, intoxication, gambling, sex, given up all material activity. They're chanting Hare Krishna. Can you do it? No. Prabhupada said, I can do it. That's mystic power. And some of these God brothers, they went to as far as Europe. And they came back and said, oh, impossible. These people will not give up. And Prabhupada did it. Srila Prabhupada did it. So Srila Prabhupada, he's like an avatar. And he made so many devotees in all over the world that are chanting Hare Krishna. Like hundreds of thousands of mouths, like Ananda Dev. That's what we are meant to do with our body. You see, people always, you see, people are moving around and you see them shopping. There's not much there to shop. They just say, oh, where are you going? I'm going shopping. What do you want? Well, I already have everything. They're just looking at the window. And they get so tired with their eyes and they come back. Oh yeah, yeah. And window shopping. This is mundane. So we have this body. Use this body to serve Krishna. Use the body, the mind, use the eyes, the nose, the mouth to glorify Krishna. So the mouth, head and our tongue, it has two activities, two functions. Is to vibrate. Dogs also vibrate. Woof, 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 woof. It's so horrible to hear the dogs. Like we had lived in Mayapur, I remember early days in Mayapur. These dogs, they bark at night. It's so annoying. They come out of the stick. I don't know, somehow they don't bark daytime in the day, but suddenly at night time they're barking when everyone's sleeping. They go with a big stick or throw a rock at them. So they're barking, vibrating. So if we are just vibrating like dogs, there's no use. It's very disturbing only. So use our tongue, our vocal activity to sing Krishna's names, glorify Krishna. Otherwise it's just like, whoa, 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 whoa. No meaning. Just wasting your throat. You see, devotees, they have a sore throat. It becomes singing so much. Then you have to take hot water and take care. We're overdoing it. But that's what we're meant to do. Die for Krishna. Sing and dance so much. We haven't seen anyone dying from singing and dancing. So it's not enough. You see, oh, we go hurry now, we go on book distribution. Then millions of people still haven't got a book. How many people are here in our temple? Okay, we have temples all over the world. There's still millions of people who are not chanting Hare Krishna. There's so much preaching work to do still. Right now we have the Christmas marathon coming, or a book marathon. You know, you all go out in books. But there's still, there are so many people. We have still so many heaps of books. It should be so much that our printing press is just non-stop working. Because people are so crazy to get a Hare Krishna book. Then it's success. But of course, we're not discouraging you. Because still people are taking books. Because not everyone will take this, including you, but this material world. Only a few people will accept Krishna consciousness. But the preaching work never stops. Because there are people still want Krishna consciousness out there. So, preaching activity is done by God Himself. He Himself is doing it. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Krishna Himself came. Lord Anandadev is in this glorifying Krishna. This is our preaching activity. And we are so lucky. We can preach Krishna consciousness. We can go on Harinam. We can cook for Krishna. We can sing in the temple. These activities cannot do when you go back to Godhead. There's too many people doing it. You may be just like sweep the floor, that's all. Because there's no dust. The Lakshmis, they're swimming in the Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is a clean place. Where's the dust to swim? The clean, the ground. It's already clean. But they are around, they're swimming. Which is sometimes people here, they come from outside and they take a broom and sweep. I saw some people, there's one man, elderly man. Right now he's not able to come, but when the temple's open, I saw him while I was cleaning. They told me this guy is very rich. He has two shops, diamond shop. When you look at him, who is this guy sitting on the floor? He's just like nobody. But he's a very, very wealthy guy. But he's just cleaning, sweeping the floor. Lakshmi Sahasra Sadasam, Brahma Sevi Panam. Lakshmis, they are very wealthy. Lakshmi means money. Lakshmi Devi. And all these Lakshmis, they're goddess of fortune. Each Lakshmi can go, you're rich forever. They can just take a fingernail at you, and you're rich millionaire forever. So they're sweeping the floor. They're so humble. Because the real wealth is to do for Krishna. The real wealth is in serving. The happiness is in serving Krishna. So much more fun. So I go in the kitchen, I'm thinking, oh no, here we go. I have to cook again for these guys, you know. And all these devotees, they do nothing. No, I'm just saying. But it's so much more happy to cook for Krishna, cook for the devotees. Even if you're just coming here, you don't have much to do. What are you going to do when you come to the temple? It's not a workplace. Of course, it's a devotional service. You take a broom, sweep the floor, come to the temple, sing a little bit, take a kirtan. It's not really that much, actually. And you can study books. It's not like we're sweating out, like laboring and building a railway or working in the coal mine. It's nothing like that. It's so easy going here. And they can't do it. Oh, well, Hare Krishna, no way. I want to work in the coal mine and sweat it out. Die there. I love it. And we're saying, come to Hare Krishna, become a devotee. It's so easy. Take prasadam 3 times a day, 4 times. As much as you like. I'm living in this Prabhupada's house. And there's so many prasadam just downstairs. Anytime I can come on this food day. Krishna consciousness is so ecstatic. And people say, oh no. I want to just work hard, you know, like a donkey. And I like it so much. And I form at the mouth, come home, and watch a little bit of TV, and then I fall down to sleep. Wake up and go to work again. I love it so much. And then die, throw my body inside the box, lock it forever. And this is what material life is. There's no pleasure in that. We are telling people why Anandadev is glorifying. He's taking pleasure in glorifying Krishna. He loves us so much. And he has millions of heads. What do you want a million heads for? We're having a hard time to take care of one head. you have so much hair, then you have to buy shampoo and this so much work. He said, Mother, these have long hair. I've seen Indian ladies, they have hair going down the feet. How do they take care of it? But if you use your body, Kaya Manavakya, sannyasi means Kaya Manavakya. Where they have the three dandis sannyasi, they have three sticks, the two little sticks at the top of the stick. There's the mind, body, and words. Three dandis sannyasi. That's what it means. So you have body to talk about Krishna, vibrating the holy name. A tongue, you take a prasadam. Just 3 days ago, we were talking about eating chocolate. We have so much sweets. If you're living in ashram, the temple, we have 24 hours a day we have sweets. Krishna has sweets in the morning. 5 types of sweets. We didn't offer him chocolate. We offered him traditional sweets that Krishna likes. If you go to Vrindavan, all the sweets are made out of cow milk. He eats so much outside of our temple. So Krishna eats sweets. So he can, with the tongue, he tastes prasadam offered to Krishna and glorify Krishna. That's all. Many think, oh no, I'm still not happy. The burfis are not good enough for me. And the milkshakes, I have to eat chocolate. It's better. No. Be satisfied. We have Ekadashi. We have many festival days where we fast. I would love for Krishna we fast. It's not that you have to eat everything this food. I'm thinking, I want to eat it all. I leave it for others. Share it. Just like some of the boys from the ashram, they are doing this brata, fasting. Sorry, I'm mentioning this in the context. Breakfast, they just have fruits. I was born in India. I've never seen Indian people eat fruits for breakfast. Hardly ever. They look at fruit, oh, it's for sadhus. They offer at 4 o'clock, not for me, to the deity. And they were eating with such distaste. They don't really enjoy it. And especially here in Australia, the fruit doesn't have any taste. Even in India, cut a mango, you can smell it from down the road. He cut mangoes every day, it's like, you have to stick it in your nose to feel the smell. No smell. So, you know, you perform your austerity voluntarily because you want that use your time, use your body to glorify Krishna more than you enjoy it. So you do this festival, this is brahmas, just so you can increase your love for Krishna, increase the number of chanting. That's the idea. We have Ekadashi, doesn't mean you eat more pizzas. Ekadashi pizzas means you eat less, according to our books. Festival, Ekadashi means cut down on eating, increase the number of chanting and reading. Of course, these things are there. We're selling, that's good. But for us, anyone join the temple, you know, we have Jack Prabhu, a very wonderful devotee. You know, every time I see him, I try not to look at his plate. But the thing is, we are allowed to take lots of prasadam. That's our only sense gratification. In the beginning, when you join, you can eat big amounts. I'm almost 50 years in the Hare Krishna movement. So if I start eating big plates, they will look at me like, what's wrong with you? But we're not eating out in the restaurant or somewhere else. This is our prasadam. So if you can digest, if you have a problem, then go for it. So the body is giving out. We're getting old. So this is Krishna's telling us. The material nature works in the way that the old age is there. It just means there's time to serve Krishna. Cut down on sense enjoyment. So this is the stages in life. So when you get older, it means now is the time. You don't have to worry about eating so much because your digestion is not working. Then give the time to Krishna. Even as a young body, when you eat less, you see they don't have the toilet much. Imagine if every time you run to the toilet, you have to take a shower, a lot of time is gone by. During that time, could be studying, doing services, chanting. It's a hassle. So this is why the Goswamis, they ate very little, a drop of milk a day. That's why you see the Goswamis, the picture out there. They look like this thing, so skinny. You see how Hare Krishna was huge. But like practically pick them up. But they pay obeisance, you need five people to pick them up, the sannyasis. It's not just because they're taking pusharam, because they're fattened with the glory of Krishna, the sannyasis. Because spiritually they are. So my point is that it's much more pleasure when you glorify Krishna. Much more happiness in glorifying Krishna. I feel, as I always said this, I feel I came to this Melbourne temple because Krishna wants to check on me. There's so much temptations of pusharam and Krishna conscious gratification that I'm being tested. So I have to say no. I've heard that when a devotee dies, or a pure devotee dies and leaves the body, they don't directly go back to Godhead. They go to where Krishna's pastimes is taking places. Get trained up more to go back to the spiritual world. It's all spiritual world. They're living the spiritual world. So they go where Krishna's pastimes taking places. So this is just my point of view. Sometimes our sannyasis, our devotees, they die very early. Like Tamakrishna Maharaj, he was only 50. I was devastated when he left. So, you know, some of our devotees, they cry for a week, his disciples. They couldn't eat. No, nothing. You can't do nothing about it, crying so much. Krishna wants them to go. So they go where Krishna's pastime is taking place. And it's so much more fun than you want to go back to Godhead and it's all very nice. But you want to go where there's preaching happening. It's much more fun. So they go there, and then they go if they want to. So maybe I came here and get trained up. This temple, you know, do a lot of service, and all these temptations of pusharam, I have to say no to it. Sometimes I'm what the heck, I'm going for it. I have burfi, milk, sweets, everything. Then I go, then don't eat the next day. So my thing is, we get trained up here. Krishna's given us all this facility to get trained up in serving Krishna. So don't become too attached to sense enjoyment. Follow the example, Ananta Shesh. He's God. Why? He's taking so much pleasure in glorifying Krishna. He has thousands of heads. He could be eating rasa malai, each head. Come on, how much more pleasure in that? In a million heads, he has to make millions of rasa malai and burfi. Million heads. But he's not using. He's being more pleasure in glorifying Krishna with millions of head, Ananta Shesh. So if you criticize a devotee or criticize something using your mouth, a thousand heads. That's terrible. So that's why so much more pleasure when you glorify Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. Tamalshyas. Tamalshyasvi, and the pleasures coming, like the breeze of a coming off the sea. In a hot day, is the air blowing off the water from the sea, and it goes on your skin. It feels like, wow, so feeling good. So these, the glories of Krishna, is like the wind on a hot day, coming off the sea, and coming into your heart. Soothing, so soothing. Glory of Krishna, soothing our heart. This is the only way to soothe the heart of our ignorance, deep down in our heart, like a rock full of distress and anxiety and miseries that's stuck in our heart and our mind. Suicidal. You can chant Hare Krishna. You can chant glory of Krishna. And the soothing breeze that just blows away all that dust. Gone. That's why we chant Hare Krishna. Why do we chant Hare Krishna for years and years? And we feel good about it. And it's only get better. We're discussing about the spiritual world, the glory, eternal spiritual world is everlasting, it's ever fresh. And we can feel that, even here in this material world, we can feel that. When we chant Hare Krishna, it's always ever fresh. It's because, I don't believe in spiritual world, you can't imagine. Just chant Hare Krishna, and you feel ever fresh. What is there in the Hare Krishna? It's like saying, water, water, water. Why don't we say Hare water, water, water instead of Hare Krishna? You're not going to get any water. We can chant here. Why do some of you, all of us, sit here after Mangala Arati for 2 hours chanting Hare Krishna? We're not scratching our head and, oh God, and then you're feeling sick chanting Hare Krishna. It just feels good. That's why you can sit for so long, for 2 hours. You see, the Mataji is here in Prabhupada's room, the man here, and somebody in the garden. We're all in this area. And then, finish the Mangala Arati, hit the road, go somewhere, go to the beach, go for a walk. No, we are just staying here because we feel so much more pleasure in chanting Hare Krishna than in this mundane activity. Years and years, all of our temples, all over the world. I lived in Chaupati for a month. Radhanath Maharaj, there's always sannyasis there, at least 3 or 4 sannyasis, always, throughout the year. And they also, in the Mangala Arati, they come to Mangala Arati and they sit with everyone. There are hundreds of Guru in the temple room, hundreds. Imagine, I'm talking about the tumultuousness. The power of the holy name is so charged. The temples feel like you're in a Vaikuntha. It is Vaikuntha. So when you do it together, Sangha, Kirtan, Sankirtan, Sangha means together. It's much more tumultuous. It's much more pleasurable. Yeah, like 5 million. There's 1,000 devotees, 5 million, 10,000, one person. We don't cover our ear, run out. If you have problem, go out. But it feels good because we glorify Krishna. Not for our pleasure, it's for Krishna's pleasure. That's all we need. We can play 10 dandas and 1,000 devotees, and then you're singing rock and roll. That doesn't mean anything. We're not going to get anything out of it. And then we are taking in a big bunch of drugs. That's self-gratification. But when you glorify Krishna, it's the opposite effect. It's, like I said, soothing the heart, like the wind coming off the sea. And on a hot day, it'll wash. That's why people go to the beach. They see the ocean, the breeze coming out of the sea. It's very soothing, very, very good feeling on the body. It's very healthy. They go jogging on the sea. Why they don't go to the Swanson Street and do it? No, they go to the clean area, fresh air. So the idea of coming to the temple, the idea of associating devotee, is to rub onto us that spiritual effects that goes into our heart, come off from Krishna. Ananda says he's feeling that pleasure. He can't help it. Sometimes devotees go on hurry now and they come back, hours and hours. We can't help it. They're too excited, they can't even go to sleep. And devotees tell them the story the next day, I go to sleep, probably. Because they're so excited, so excited. That's what it does. Who needs to sleep? We have to sleep because our body is tired. Imagine we didn't have to sleep. We can glorify Krishna day and night. We don't mind because we don't feel tired. Use the body. If you can't sleep, okay, get up and read Prabhupada's books and chant Hare Krishna. How long do we have in this world anyway? Go for it. Like I said, if you can't digest the prasadam, then eat. If you can't, then you have to cut down. So the process of Krishna consciousness is that this process of devotional service, it gives instant happiness. Instant. It's not like they have this thing called instant noodle. What's that? Who cares? But instant happiness comes from instant January Krishna. Just once. Hare Krishna! I feel like uplifted. Thank you for reminding me. Just said we went on Haranam yesterday and St. Kilda Beach, just there. I saw the people sitting around. They're so boring. boys, girls, they just chewing on each other, like chewing on pan. Looking at each other, look at the sea, they look so unhappy. This is so. And then we come around, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Like playing the tango, one girl swinging, dancing, you know. And it's just so exciting. They say, oh, they come to Hare Krishna. They get up and join us. Because they're so damn bored. This is where the pleasure is. This is where Anantasha is just taking pleasure. We just only have a little bit of it. He's got the full of it, full package of glories of Lord Krishna. He needs to have thousands of heads to do it, because he feels so ecstatic. We have 1 month, we chant Hare Krishna once, and we feel ecstatic. And we want to do it again and again. You know, sometimes if you're living in Mayapur, Vrindavan, they have a list who sings, who is going to lead the kirtan. Because everybody wants to lead. There's so many sannyasis, senior people. If I go there, you're out of here. You don't have a chance. I have to bring them and say, I'm coming, I'm going to be on these days, put me on, I want to sing this mantra. He had to like go on the list, on a waiting list. And here I got to sing every day. You know, that's why I came to Melbourne. And sometimes people complain, Prabhu, you're singing all the time. So what? I'm singing. You have any problem? So, the thing is, it's all the mercy of Prabhupada. It's the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're allowing us to sing. Kirtan means glorifying Krishna, talking about Him, and singing about Him. That's what Kirtan means. Sing! When you're singing, sing nicely. Don't fall asleep. Make everyone sleep. Go for it. Enthusiastic. Usahari sayadaya. Prabhu Goswami said, Krishna is there on the altar. Prabhupada is on the Vyasa sun. So we have to be very enthusiastic. They are here watching us. They are listening to our glorification of Prabhupada. Just like a Vyasa puja. Glorify Him. Every day we have the chance to sing His glory. Sri Guru Charana Padma. This is all glory of Charana Padma, His lotus feet. Glorifying, the glories we're singing and translating afterward. His glories of Prabhupada, the glories of Guru. We're not singing some mundane songs. So ecstatic, the sing of Krishna. Hare Krishna, it means Krishna Himself in the name. Hare, Prabhupada explains that. Take Hare, the energy of Krishna, the supreme energy of Krishna. Hare. So, if you have any problem, chant Hare Krishna. The supreme energy is there. We will give you the Shakti. So, always feel the meaning what we do, the inner meaning of what we do, this is the highest cause. That cause is to direct the glorified Krishna. That gives the pleasure in the heart of the devotee. We want pleasure? Fine, chant Hare Krishna. That's what the pleasure is. How much can you eat? There, this on Radhashtami, we made a huge cake, and we got in trouble because it's too much cake. So some of the cake was meant for council people or different donors like that. So huge cake. I was thinking, oh, I don't eat all that. Give it to me. I can take a piece of it from the side. But Krishna can eat all of that. He's the enjoyer. I eat a little bit, I say, oh, so good, give me a little bit more. So we can only eat a little bit more, that's all. Our stomach is this size. On a fasting day, the stomach shrinks. You know, like Vyasa asked me, he sit down to eat a huge plate midnight, you're going to get sick. The stomach is shrinking. So you're stretching, you're putting all, stuffing all the food with a stick, shoving it in. The stomach is going to break. That's what happened, literally. That's why a lot of people sick. That's why midnight we have some food, very simple food, ekadashi. Not all the food. So our body is a material product. It's not spiritual. Spiritual body can enable us. So when you think about these spiritual subject matters, it makes such a sense. It's so pure. Purity is the force. So when you glorify Krishna, it makes so much sense. It is full of joy and full of meaning, full of variety, and it's full of lush, and full of ever fresh. Nava Yovanam, Krishna is eternally youthful. He's never old. We never see Krishna with a beard, very old glasses, playing the flute. That'll be nonsense. You see? You see, at last, they have this universe, the planet, right? And he's back, and sweating. They think that's God. That's their version of God. God is Navayavan, eternal. He is the creator of the universe. He is sitting with Lakshmi, massaging his feet, Mahavishnu. He doesn't need anybody's help. The universe is coming out of his skin. We want to create, we may have to procreate. Progeny, man, women, uniting, create. But Lord Mahavishnu, Lakshmi is sitting there. She just massaging. The universe is coming out of his body, like bags of mustard seed. And it's growing. We're in this universe, tiny little mustard seed. We are one of the individual entity in this universe. Like we go on an airplane, you see all the people, they look like ant. Imagine the ant when they look at us. How we are like Himalayas. Usually, get out of my way. So we are thinking, oh, I'm so big. I'm the manager of the temple. I'm the cook. I'm the kitchen leader. I'm the, president. It's actually very mockery. We look at ourselves, we're so tiny. You look at the sea, you can't even see the other side. So huge. With just one tiny little person on the shore of the sea, you can't see the other side. They are iron. That doesn't make any sense. So we have to understand, in position, in Krishna's position, we're a tiny speck, dust at the feet of Prabhupada. And we're perfectly happy. Because that's what we want to be. We're just somebody. We just want to be someone at the feet of Krishna. We don't mind. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I don't mind to be kitta, a bug in the house of a devotee, a grass on the lawn of a devotee so they can step on me. That's actually the mood of a devotee. Not think, oh, I'm so and so. Gopis, they are serving Krishna in that mood. Ananta Shesh, he is God, and he is serving Krishna in that mood. Ananta Shesh, Balaram, he takes the servitorship platform. He is his elder brother. It's mentioned he is the fan. He is the wall, so we can lean our body against the wall. He is taking that servitorship. We will be someone for pleasure to be serving. Vaishnava. You see, when I sit with the ashram devotees, I'm the first one to sit there. Hey, come on, bring it. Look out, serve me. That's it. And then I don't even have to say that. Everyone's, can I serve you? They're ready to serve you. They're in that mood. So pleasure is in the service. It's so much is there. You don't care. You detach. It was left in the bottom of the bucket. Pick a little bit. The wealth of the Brahmana is in his austerity. The wealth of the Brahmana is when they are doing the service. They understand that. That's why they're so detached. You see, when I go in the room, so much food, I think, wash, let me go for it. But someone else, they just, let me serve you. When is there in service? And you give them prasadam on their plate with such a smile and happy that they are, thank you. That just makes you more happy than eating. The pleasure is the service. See, there's always a reason what we do in Krishna consciousness. There's always an inner reasons why we do it. Because after all, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Bhaktara Amrita Tapasam, he's the Bhakta. And devotees are your servant. Servant to the servant. There's a book called Servant to the Servant. They didn't write a book. I'm not a servant, okay? I wrote to someone, and they're not a devotee by mistake. I wrote your servant. Because we all also used to write servant at the end. And they said, you're not my servant. I'm not your servant. I said, oh, yeah. Sometimes I write like that because I'm thinking I'm just a tiny person. I had to explain it. But I don't tell them I'm a devotee. So the servant of the devotees, tiny speck, the dust of the feet of the devotee. I remember many, many years ago, we did a drama in Malaysia, and I was a prop Ramana, and Jayabhatma Maharaj was in the drama. So he had to kick me to wake me up. So he kicked me. And then years later he said, oh, I'm sorry I kicked you. I said, no, that's part of the drama, and it's your mercy. And he kicked me again. I like it. A Vaishnava kicks me, it's mercy. And especially you are a pure devotee. So please kick me. So I took his feet and touched my head. So, dust of the feet of the Vaishnava is so nice. Sometimes I see some of you, everyone jumping on the feet, get the mercy. And Prabhupada was like that. When Prabhupada was in India, they had to have a ring of devotees around where people jump on his feet to get the mercy. They're too eager to get his mercy. So the thing is, to take the humble position, to serve the Vaishnava, to serve Krishna, the humble position, is so satisfying. That's why Anantasya is God Himself. He feels that happiness. But He expanded His head so many heads. Imagine Srila Prabhupada. It's two of them. Prabhupada expanded Himself. Two Prabhupada. And we should have double service. Double the temple. Some one devotee said, oh, Srila Prabhupada, I want to be just like you. Everybody said, don't kill you. How can you say that? It's so offensive. You want to be Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, wait a minute. If there's another Prabhupada like me, that will be extra service. Then we can have so much more preaching. More preaching, more temples. So, that's what Anantasya is doing. He's God. But he's showing that to expand Krishna consciousness. We have this Melbourne temple, so wonderful, huge temple. It's so ecstatic here. Imagine you have another one just like this. It'd be more ecstatic. Or another one expand. Before you know it, the whole Melbourne is temple. One huge temple. Everywhere you go is Melbourne temple. Owned by ISKCON. They say, hey, Haribol, you know. Hey, what happened to all the karmis? There's no more. Everyone's devoted. Oh, why put them out? That's what we want. That's what we want to see. The whole world turning into Vaikuntha. Prabhupada was asked once, oh, Swamiji, this is in America, what will happen to the world if everybody becomes a Hare Krishna? That was in the 60s. And at that time they had a lot of hippies. Prabhupada said there will be no more hippies. There will be only happies. Imagine that. Don't worry if everybody can become the devotee. That's not your problem. Oh, you're not going to have TV anymore. They said, you don't have TV, you don't have sex, you don't have gambling, no meeting. What do you do for enjoyment? I've been a devotee, I don't have those things. But now you can see everything on the mobile phone. You can get your news, everything. So we have everything that we need to serve Krishna. That's all we need, that's all. So the pleasure of singing and glorifying with this mouth, we have. Sometimes, Prabhu, you scream too much. We're fine. That's why I'm so throat. You see the frogs, and in the story I told you before, in the early days of my book, he used to come from the Gosala to go to the temple during the rainy season. And he hear, everywhere you hear this frog, quack, 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 throughout the night and day, especially at night. And then we used to observe the sound, quack, quack, quack. And suddenly you hear, quack, the sound stopped. Mm. You know what happened? The snake got in. Quack, quack, quack. That's it. So Prabhupada uses this example. If we eat quack too much about material life, quack, quack all day, the Maya gets us. And then that's it. So we are always talking nonsense and this and that material things and not chanting Hare Krishna, not talking about Krishna. We are just croaking like the frogs, inviting death. That's what Prabhupada said. Every time he talks so many weird things and all kinds of funny things, he feels like he loses his voice and he feels pain in the throat, isn't it? When he's talking about Krishna. Already sitting here since 7:40. Now it's 1 hour. I can still crack quack about Krishna for another hour. I will feel tired. This is because of our Krishna, because Krishna's glory is very sweet and it's so pleasurable, ever fresh. Okay, thank you, Hare Krishna. Any questions? I don't want to crack anymore.
It's true, it's ever useful, because also the worries that are age and that's what we do from Krishna. Like, if you look at Gopa, nobody you know is in his 40s.
Yeah, exactly.
And you probably, you're like a teenager with your energy.
Yeah, I look at myself in the mirror, I think, oh, no, I look so old and I act like a kid. What's wrong with me? Okay, Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.